It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll learn more about an FCC decision to expand a 30-year-old telephone subsidy for low-income Americans to include internet access.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, our Wisconsin News Roundup.
The results from the latest Marquette University Law School poll have given us a good idea of who Wisconsin voters are favoring for next week's primary election.
The state's been crawling with presidential candidates this week. We'll look at why they are choosing the cities they do.
And finally, there was a major meth bust in northeastern Wisconsin last week, and more details are starting to emerge in that case.
For more on those stories, we're joined now by Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it is great to be here.
Well, let's start with the Marquette Law School poll. Of course, a lot of people watching for polls to see what's going to happen in Wisconsin on Tuesday. Let's start with the Republican side. What are we seeing there?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of polls flying right now, but the Marquette University Law School poll is a good one. It has a good track record. And on the Republican side, what it shows is consistent with other findings, which is that Texas Senator Ted Cruz has a comfortable lead in Wisconsin. He came in at 40% support in the Marquette poll. This guy, Donald Trump, has 30% support. And then John Kasich at that poll was at 21% with another 8% of Republicans still making up their mind.
And this has been an unusual race on the Republican side. I don't think that's a controversial statement.
That seems fair.
Is there any thought that the polls could be leading us astray a little bit one way or another on the Republican side?
Plenty of thought about that. I mean, there's two things. One is the polling is tough. It's tough in any event, and it's becoming harder with cell phones. It is not the reliable art that it once was, and there have been some notable cases where polls did not capture. Michigan, on the Democratic side, not one poll predicted that Bernie Sanders would win Michigan, or virtually none. So there's that. Also, things move quickly in these late days of the campaign. Everybody is rallying all over the state. We just moments ago, it was announced that one Sarah Palin would appear with Donald Trump at his rally. So who knows what could happen, right? So there are ways that this is just a snapshot in time. But on the other hand, a 10-point lead for Cruz is a large lead. That makes it appear that it would be hard for Trump to come back.
Let's survey the rest of the survey. The Democratic presidential race. What did we see there?
Sure, much closer, much tighter. What the polls finding was Bernie Sanders with the edge at 49%. Hillary Clinton had 45% and 6% undecided. That is, theoretically, it would be enough to flip it for Clinton if all 6% decided for her. That might be hard to do, but this is definitely a tight race. Probably not a coincidence that late in the week some additional campaign stops were announced, and they brought out the former president Bill Clinton to appear in Appleton and elsewhere to do some last minute campaigning.
We'll get into those presidential campaign stops in a minute, but a little more from the survey. The state Supreme Court race is the big ticket item here in the state on Tuesday's ballot.
For sure. And in this race, it showed that Justice Rebecca Bradley had expanded her lead over Judge Joanne Kloppenburg. It found Bradley at 41%, Kloppenburg at 36%, with still 18% of voters undecided in that race. So that still is a big challenge for Kloppenburg. That's a lot of undecideds, obviously, at this late date. But I think at least some theorizing is that with a highly contested Republican primary and a lot of enthusiasm in the Republican side, that may benefit Justice Rebecca Bradley, who is associated with conservative politics.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, rounding up the top stories in the state this week. Well, the primary election, as we were saying, coming up next week, and we've had a lot of candidate visits, some strategy behind them, too. Here's a quick listen to some of what we've been hearing from the candidates at their rallies.
It showed that when we stand together as we the people, we can beat the special interest and we can end the corruption.
The way we figure it under Senator Sanders' plan, The state of Wisconsin would have to put in $300 million over 10 years for free college. And you've got a governor who just cut $250 million from this state higher ed budget.
Then the second thing they're going to think about is, hold on, whom actually may be a good president?
If you don't have the guts to participate in free, fair, and open elections, get out of politics, get another job.
I gave him a lot. I don't know what it was, but it was a lot in that vicinity. And he came up to my office, gave me a flat pack. We're trying to find it. It's on the bottom of a pile of plaques.
Well, Rob, we can't swing our elbow around without hitting a presidential candidate and then presumably being taken down by a Secret Service after that. But is there rhyme and reason to the places that these candidates are going and having these rallies?
So this is something that the primary has really revealed is the geographical differences, right, in the state. So we all, you know, it's probably not surprising that that some of Bernie Sanders' strongest base is in Madison, right? I mean, he has rallied in Madison and in Eau Claire and La Crosse. He is trying to turn out a lot of young people, and that's as you would expect. One of the things that this was also in the Marquette poll is there's a really a stark divide on the Republican side where Donald Trump is quite unpopular in the sort of Waukesha County and suburban Milwaukee counties. That area and is favoring Ted Cruz. Where Trump is stronger is in sort of northern Wisconsin, western Wisconsin. And so today he announced that he will do a stop in La Crosse on Monday. He's going to be in Wausau tomorrow, Wausau area and my backyard tomorrow. These are his strongest areas. One of the most interesting ones that I saw based on the Marquette poll in Dane County in the Madison media market, John Kasich is actually the leading Republican candidate, and I think it was not a coincidence that Ted Cruz was in Madison this week for several events. I think Cruz is angling for some of those Kasich voters in Dane County.
Well, and the interesting thing about how these voters get allocated, some of it's based on the statewide total, but also delegates are apportioned based on congressional district by congressional district. So for somebody like Kasich, he could do horribly around the state. If he could pull off the Dane County area, he could still come away with delegates.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's still a number of at-large delegates, and so the winner of the state on the Republican side, it will matter, will get an additional boost. But yeah, that's absolutely right. By congressional district, it's entirely possible that, for instance, this week, Congressman Sean Duffy in the 7th District up here in Wausau and sort of points north said that he expected that his district would go for Trump, that is a real possibility. So even if Cruz wins the state, he will get a big boost, but yeah, other candidates could well come out of this with some delegates.
Well, I want to step away from election news for a moment, Rob. A big meth bust in northeastern Wisconsin recently. What did we see happen there?
Yes, this is the single largest meth bust by local authorities in Brown County. Brown County Sheriff's Office last Friday arrested 38 people. They seized more than 882 grams of methamphetamine. It was some 8,300 grams of marijuana and some smaller amounts of heroin and cocaine and other illegal drugs. This was the result of a 7-month investigation. It involved more than 100 officers, and they served 20 search warrants. So it was a big operation, and they got a lot of drugs in it. Often the issue, and even law enforcement will say this, that they bust a dealer and immediately someone else arises to take that dealer's place. But this bust was on such a large scale that they're saying that that they do expect to actually make a dent in the supply. So now, of course, not demand, right? There's always a demand. The risk is that they're going to see in the Green Bay area an increase in meth labs now that this large supplier is out of business, at least for now.
And the notion before we wrap up is this: the origin of this methamphetamine was not local, was from Mexico, possibly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. This was a large scale operation. So that's what they say is it was a super lab in Mexico, smuggled in a real sort of, you know, with sort of large scale drug cartel ties. So yeah, this was not a RV out in the woods. This is a large scale operation. So they busted it.
We'll leave it there for now, Rob. Thanks as always.
All right, thank you.
That's news editor Rob Mentzer joining us to recap the biggest headlines from around the state for our Wisconsin News Roundup.
Coming up, the FCC just approved a low-income subsidy for internet access. We'll find out more. But first, a look at some of the latest news with Noah Ovshinsky.